Sybil. We're back in the cake.
It is a red velvet Monday. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Ooh, watch out, Dana. What? We're not going anywhere in a few minutes. Are you kidding me?
Not for a minute.
What? Ooh. I don't know how to act, man. What is going on Sybilula later?
It feels different, doesn't it?
Ooh, it's a different feeling when you got a... What room am I in?
What city? What room?
What bed is this? Yes.
Whoa, man. Where's the restroom? I gotta pee.
This is the closet. Oh, my God.
Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand.
When you do the road like when we road dogging like this, a city, a day, events.
You forget your room. You forget where the restroom is, and you need to know that.
Here's the thing.
Everything just gets thrown off.
I have peed in the closet, I must admit.
I believe that.
I believe it,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
Previously on the Time Joiner Morning Show. Oh, Birmingham. After that show that you heard, with all those people inside the ballroom, I went to you all left, and 3 or 4 o'clock, about 4 o'clock, I went to Legion Field for a tailgate party that featured Willie Clayton.
Oh yes.
And the mayor was there. They got some kind of tradition where you bring your red plastic cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The red cup. Toast. You right. Toast it up.
Right.
Oh, my
the
God.
The solo cups, the red.
The solo the, cups. The red. Good for the solo company. Really.
Yeah. And I toasted it up.
And I toasted it up.
Oh, right. I had a good time.
Man. Right. They had more entertainment after we left. I mean, all day long. We went by the tailgating party, player. I don't think those people go to the game at all, right? They don't go to the game.
A lot of them. That's not where the party is.
You can't leave all that stuff out there.
They go in for halftime. And what a game, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
A very close game, 37-36.
37-36. Bama State lost?
Yeah.
That was good for you because they cheat, right?
Yeah, you know they cheat.
Whatever.
Everybody knows that.
Sorry, fellow Hornets.
Fellow Hornets.
That's right. I'm A-S-A-S-A-S-U.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations, Alabama A&M, winning the 73rd. And I think it's tied now. Each team has won the same number of games or something like that. Wow. But anyway.
But your work speaks for itself.
Sybil, I got a chance to talk to the mayor, mm-hmm. Mayor Bell. William Bell. Mm-hmm. And, I wanted to ask him that morning. He never came by the broadcast. But I wanted to ask him about how did he get the Dalai Lama to Birmingham?
Mm-hmm.
The Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
He said he asked.
Just that simple.
Just that simple. He said he asked. There was a 50th anniversary for something in Birmingham. I don't know what it was. But it was 50th anniversary of something.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent out letters to all of the religious leaders around the world, including the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pope was the only one that said, no, I can't make it.
Mm.
Then he scheduled a trip to Japan
mm-hmm.
because, they have a lot of Japanese cars in Birmingham that are made in Birmingham. And he sat down with the Dalai Lama, and he said, Dalai Lama, I'd like for you to come to Birmingham. Dalai Lama said, sure.
Okay.
And the Dalai Lama came to Birmingham.
And he came.
And it came on Magic City Classic weekend.
Well, if you're going to come.
if you're going to come,
the Dalai Lama likes a good tailgate, a big party.
And a red cup.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It might have water in it, but,
it's like we always say, ask.
It can't hurt to ask.
It can't hurt to ask.
Uh-huh.
Like that guy did so.
Like that guy did to you, Sybil.
One more thing.
He asked.
Yes. He was about to leave.
He's about to leave. He took his picture. One more thing.
He said, one more thing.
Can I tongue kiss you? No? Yeah. Okay. You're okay. Not into okay. All right.
Okay.
The point we're making is,
it doesn't hurt to ask.
The point we're making, it don't hurt to ask.
And in Birmingham, if it's the mayor or a guy taking a picture with Sybil, they're going to ask.
One more thing. Can a tongue kiss you?
Can I?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And we are not making this up. This is the truth.
This was Wetumpka, Alabama.
We make up a lot of stuff. We're not making this up.
No, a lot of stuff is not true.
A lot of stuff is made up. Okay.
But this, my friends.
But this actually
Alabama represent.
Yeah, baby. Right.
One more thing.
Had his finger up.
One more thing.
Now can we shake hands? Now we call
take one
me.
More picture.
He went top of the line. He went top shelf, man.
At least he won't die not knowing.
He didn't ask.
Because he didn't ask.
He said, can a tongue kiss you? You not into it? Okay, no problem.
All right. Not a good day for you? All right. It was quite a week.
We had so much fun out there. Oh, my God.
Quite a week.
So we're back in Dallas, and we're here just in time for the Washington Redskins-Dallas Cowboy game tonight.
It is on. I mean to tell you
that the Washington Redskins fans, despite whatever fears they may have had a couple of weeks ago about the Ebola, they are here now. They are in town and representing.
It is a big time here in Dallas.
Yeah.
This game tonight. And the Redskins are 1-6.
2-5.
Yeah.
Two and five.
When did they win the second game? Yeah, okay. All right. Well, anyway, Dallas Cowboys are 6-1.
Yeah.
6-1.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you say Cowboy and Indians, that's racist? That's considered racist.
Yes.
The Redskins, you can say.
You can say the Washington team.
Washington team. I'm sorry.
Don't say Indians or Redskins.
No.
What you're doing right now is very
racist.
No,
I'm asking.
No, I know you are. But what you keep asking one more time.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's just wrong.
It's racist.
No, you can't call them. Okay. You're not into that.
They're not into that. They don't like that.
That's what we're saying.
And I'm telling you.
Will not say it again, because they're not into it.
They're not into it.
But the cheerleader, I went to a party last night at a Fort Worth restaurant in Rihanna, and they took over, the Washington team took over the restaurant, and the cheerleaders were there, everything. I mean, they have come to town.
A lot of people are coming to town.
A lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah, man. It was quite something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a good time.
There's not a long way to go to get an ass whooping, man. I'm just hoping.
No, they support their team.
I want that Washington team to win. You know, I'm not a Dallas fan, but that would be a long way to go.
For that Washington team.
Whatever they're called,
Whatever they call themselves.
To get on.
That would be a pretty long trip to take.